Well, as you know, the country has become more stabilized. Terrorism in North Sinai is now more controlled, as evidenced by Israeli decision to establish a gas pipeline in the same area where Daesh, ISIL, used to operate hit-and-run operations. In fact, the Middle East and North Africa in the last 2 or 3 years has recorded the largest regional improvement in terrorism rate. This is according to Global Terrorism Index 2020. Deaths in the MENA region have fallen by 87% since 2016. Another reason is there is a desire to be more attractive for Western investment approval by the Americans and the EU, and also to overcome the criticism that Egypt got recently at the UN Human Rights Commission in Geneva from over 30 nations over its human rights record. So Egypt just feels that this is a time where we have to make an action and export a different image of the country. And that's why they started National Strategy for Human Rights, ending the state of emergency, opening a new complex of prisons that is following the American style. And this is also in response to human rights organization criticism that traditional Egyptian jails are overcrowded and unsuitable for prison inmates. And so there is all this series of acts are part of this new strategy.
Human Rights Watch said the Egyptian government needs to end many other emergency law-like restrictions on civic participations, freedom of speech, and peaceful assembly. Human Rights Watch said the president should also free the many thousands of people jailed under those unjust laws. Are these legitimate demands by Human Rights Watch?
Of course, anyone who has been under pre-trial arrest for a long time facing the freedom of expression charges should be freed yesterday, not today. However, freedom of expression does not include promoting calls for killing or promoting anarchy, violence, disruption of order in an area full of instability. All peaceful gatherings require prior approval in any democracy by the Interior Ministry, stating the location, participation, duration, and this is also to protect the participants and the spectators in the area maybe who are not happy with that. So this is also need to be addressed, and I think the National Strategy for Human Rights had been addressing some of those issues, but we still need to see this is applied.
In August 2015, President Sisi decreed Law Number 94 on Confronting Terrorism. It espouses a very wide definition of terrorism that includes virtually all forms of civil disobedience. The government has used this law extensively to crush peaceful dissent and prosecute critics before abusive terrorism courts. Could that law be used as an alternative to the emergency law?
That law was enacted when Islamists used unlicensed demonstrations to obstruct regular traffic and law and order. Some even attacked private properties and persons, and that led to an ugly pictures of the situation in Egypt exported to the outside world. And that's why it was enacted. Civil disobedience at that time was seen as disturbing peace and stability and causing anarchy in the name of freedom. Freedom to protest needs to follow existing laws with specific dates, hours, duration, participation, to protect also peaceful and non-peaceful protesters from people who may find what is happening is obstructing their normal economic life and peaceful walk.